The two Senate seats are vacant because two senators, both Democrats, were elected to local government positions last November. They are both in heavily Democratic districts, and if the party's candidates win the seats in the special election in April, then they would have the numerical majority required to take back control of the Senate from the Republicans. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says if that happens, she hopes one of the first measures the Senate will act on will be campaign finance reform. Senate Democrats presented bills at a news conference.
I feel like I'm stuck, frankly, in Groundhog Day. We do this every year.
The measures would, among other things, establish a public campaign financing system and close a loophole that allows campaign contributors to skirt donation limits by setting up multiple limited liability companies. The measures also create a new state crime of self-dealing. It would prohibit state officials from steering public contracts to help themselves or their families. Governor Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, is currently on trial in federal court. He's accused of engineering two bribery schemes involving donors to Cuomo's campaign. Democratic Senator Gustavo Rivero and the other Senate Democrats say the bills have been introduced many times, but they've been blocked by Republican senators who don't support them. Rivera says he hopes that will soon change.
If this majority won't do it, the next majority damn sure will.
If the Democrats win the special elections in April, it would not be the first time in recent years that Democrats have held the 32 seats needed to run the Senate. But they have been split into feuding factions and unable to unite. A group of eight breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference have in the past formed a coalition with Republicans to jointly hold the chamber, leaving the rest of the Democrats in the minority. The Independent Democrats and the mainline Democrats have agreed, though, to form a coalition if their party wins the two seats in the spring special election. But there's still a wild card. One lone Democrat, Senator Simca Felder, continues to meet with the 31 GOP senators. That gives them the 32 seats they need to maintain the majority. Felder would need to agree to switch to caucus with the Democrats. The April 24th date for the special elections means that the new senators will not be elected in time for the budget deadline of April 1st. Senator Stewart-Cousins says that means Republicans will control the chamber throughout the budget process and will be the lead negotiators for the Senate with Governor Cuomo.
Means that we will not, assuming the budget is on time, be able to have anything before the budget is done.
Minority party leaders have been traditionally excluded from the meetings. They become known around the Capitol as the three men in a room because they typically include the governor and two major party legislative leaders. So far, they've all been male. This year, the governor has requested, as part of his budget plan, an overhaul of the state's anti-sexual harassment laws. Senator Stewart-Cousins, the only female legislative leader, was asked how she felt about potentially being left out of those meetings.
My expectation is different from reality in many ways. I mean, you know, I've always argued over the years that we're not a small conference. We represent half of New York State. We deserve a seat at the table. We've always deserved a seat at the table.
The special elections to be set for April 24th will also include nine state assembly seats, which are currently also vacant. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.